Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hour 3 begins right now. I hope you've been enjoying the broadcast so far. Huge. Alan Gottlieb, Rob Pincus, and of course, Stephen Williford. Now we go to, and this is one of my favorite people on earth, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Patricia, welcome back from SHOT Show. Welcome home. Did you get out unscathed?
I did. I was one of the lucky ones, I think.
You were one of the very lucky ones to come out of there unscathed. I'm glad that you made it. We're still fighting this crud here. This is going to be a fun topic here because we're covering now. We're into January. At SHOT, we covered all the guns, the top sellers from 2019. Here we are at 2020 for January, and these are my favorite categories. I love these. Because we're going to start off with semi-auto handguns, semi-auto rifles, and semi-auto shotguns, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's start off with semi-auto handguns for 2020, January, this past month, because believe it or not, it's already February 2nd. Good heaven, time is just flying by. Let's start at the bottom, as we always do. We'll start with number 5, and this is, I mean, when you say classic, this is as classic as it gets. It's the Walther PPK.
Yeah, the Walther PPK, which stands for police pistol. So this series are blowback operated semi-automatic pistols featuring an exposed hammer, a traditional double action trigger mechanism, a single column magazine, and a fixed barrel. And the PP and PPK were among the world's first successful double-action semi-automatic pistols.
Yeah.
And they're still manufactured by Walther.
They are. And they come in 9mm and 380. They're popular in both calibers. They're wonderful guns. And have you ever owned one of these? I'm just curious.
I have not, but, you know, I have my eye on one now.
Yeah, I kind of like this. I have a Walther, but I don't have the PPK. But it is such a classic gun. All right, let's move up the list to number 4, Colt Delta Elite.
Yeah, the Colt Delta Elite is a modified M1911 pistol, Series 80 configuration, chambered for 10mm auto, and it's similar to the M1911 in design and operation. And Colt manufactured both a stainless steel and a blued version with 8-round magazines.
And this is a 10mm.
10, that's right.
10mm go boom, boom, bang, bang. And I don't. Are you surprised to see this one on the list?
You know, I don't know. So there's a Delta Gold Cup model for target competition, mm-hmm. and they just issued a stainless steel government model. So, you know, I don't know that I'm surprised about this.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll reserve my comment until we get through the rest of the list. Number 3 is a wildly popular gun. It has been since it came out, and that's the Kel-Tec PMR-30.
Yeah, the Kel-Tec PMR-30, it's a full-size semi-automatic pistol that I guess it came on the scene around 2011. It has a single-action trigger pull and a manual safety device. It's chambered for .22 Winchester Magnum rimfire and has a double-stack magazine capacity of 30 rounds.
30 rounds. And it's a popular gun. A lot of people love this gun for a lot of different reasons. I know people who carry the gun, which I don't have any problem with carrying something like this. And a lot of people aren't afraid to carry it because of its magazine capacity with 30 rounds. But it's a formidable gun. It's a great plinker. I've shot it many, many, many times. It's wonderful. It's a little bit big in the hand for me because of the size of my hands, but the gun is wonderful, and I absolutely love it. No surprise by any stretch to see this thing on the list. Surprise to see the other two. Either let's go to number 2, and that's the Sig Sauer P320.
Yeah, so this model comes in several sizes, 9mm, 357, 40, and 45 calibers, which is nice, and it can be easily converted from one to another. And, you know, this pistol has really been adopted by the U.S. military and countless other military and law enforcement agencies around the world.
You know, I love the gun. I had one for quite a while. I don't have it anymore. I traded it in, but I love it, and it's wildly popular. And number 1, again, a SIG, no shock here, but it's the P365 Nitron Micro Compact.
Yeah, the Sig Sauer P365 micro compact. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of words.
It is.
It's a polymer frame handgun used for everyday carry, and it's replacing the P290RS. The P365 is a striker fired short recoil handgun with a stainless steel slide and frame that are treated with that black nitron right. finish.
You know, I said I was going to reserve comment to the end of the list. We're at the end of the top five here, listener. But I'll tell you, in the days of polymer, here we are in the day of polymer, right? I'm thrilled to see the Walther PPK and the Colt Delta Elite in the top five on this list. I'm thrilled to see that. I think that's great, particularly that Walther PPK, because it's such a venerable gun. It's been around for so long, and it's so beautiful. And it is, to me, you know, there's the artwork involved in guns, and that Walther PPK is just the ultimate classic as far as I'm concerned. Let's start off.
That styling's been copied by lots of other manufacturers.
But you know what I love about that and the Colt? These are, when you feel these guns, they just feel like guns. And in the days of polymer, you know, here we are. I love to see those guns on the list. Okay, let's drop down now to the semi-auto rifles, the Diamondback DB15.
Yeah, the DB15 is an AR-15 rifle gas impingement system and features an aluminum four-rail handguard. The DB15 offers a variety of color, sight, and stock options, so you can really find one that fits your needs. And the rifle represents really value and versatility because it's sold at a very affordable price.
Do you know where does this start?
So today I saw it starting at $230.
Okay, so you can check out gunbroker.com. And this is, let's take this opportunity now to send you to gunbroker.com. Make sure to sign up over there so that you can see all these guns and check out the auctions. Because the price point on these are wonderful. The next one up is a beautiful firearm. It's the Springfield Saint. That's at number four, also an AR platform.
Yeah, I love this. I love this rifle. I've had a chance to shoot it, but we'll talk about the one that I bought next. The Springfield Saint is Springfield Armory's first ever AR to hit the market. And the Saint is more than like a basic entry-level AR. And one of the interesting features is a mid-length gas system instead of a carbine-length system. And this rifle also includes an A2-style front sight base gas block setup.
Yeah, this is a pretty gun. It's a pretty gun to look at.
It is. It's very pretty.
I've never shot the gun, so I can't comment on that, but it is beautiful. I mean, I love all of these. These AR platforms are wonderful. Now, the next gun up is one that I know you hold dear. Because you just bought it. You just bought it. Go tell us about it. It's a Smith & Wesson M&P Sport too.
Yeah, it's a modern sporting rifle. And it's built to perform for multiple uses under various conditions. And it's so versatile and reliable. It's engineered for a wide variety of recreational sports shooting and professional applications. And it's my favorite part as a lady is it's easy to accessorize, and it's really hard to put down. Lightweight, rugged, best combination of function and form for me.
When you shot mine, which was the first version of this gun when it first came out, I knew that the gun fit you. And it was not a surprise to me to see you go to the newer Smith & Wesson M&P. You picked this up on GunBroker, didn't you?
I did.
You want to tell us what price you got it for?
I got mine for $499. Okay. But I saw them starting today at $349.99.
All right. So the point that I'm making, listener, is that you can have one of these at a huge price point at gunbroker.com. And it's the gun that Patricia bought not long after getting off the range with me. I think how long did it take you to get the gun after we got off the range? A day or two, wasn't it?
It was maybe 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, it didn't take long at all. That's what happens. Okay, number two, Kel-Tec Sub 2000. Not shocked to see it on the list. It's at number two.
Yeah, the Sub 2000 is a pistol caliber carbine, low back operated, semi-automatic, operating spring located in the tubular stock. The rifle feeds from a grip located magazine well and uses magazines designed for popular models and various other manufacturer handguns. And it's an inexpensive carbine.
It is.
The distinguishing characteristic of this rifle is that it folds in half.
Right.
So storage and transportation are really, really easy.
Number one, in the essence of time, and this again is not a shock. It's a super classic right out of the box. The Ruger AR-556.
Yeah, the AR-556 is an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle, and it was introduced in 2009. And it's one of several 24 century AIR rifles to use gas piston operation. And what I like about the Ruger AIR 5.56 is that the delta ring can be easily removed. You don't need tools or a vise or anything. So removing the handguard is pretty easy on this rifle.
Yeah, the Ruger, this is a beautiful gun. You'll find it in most shops around the country. When we come back, we're going to head over to semi-auto shotguns next. If we have some time, maybe we'll get to some used guns as well. But we're covering the 2020 January top sellers from GunBroker.com with Patricia Huff. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues. The short segment now, so I want to go right back to Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. You can, by the way, find out everything that we're talking about. You can see at GunBroker.com. It's free. Just go sign up. I promise you, you'll be spending your lunch hours looking at this stuff and not reading Fox News or something like that anymore. And this is a whole lot more fun. Patricia, welcome back.
That's right. Thanks. And if you want to see the full list of all of these new and used firearms, you can find them on GunGenius.com.
I'm on GunGenius.com right now, and Patricia, you're 100% correct. You can scroll down and see everything. We're covering just the top five, but you can go and you can, well, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? You can filter it out to get anything you want to see on this list up in the top left of the site, right?
That's right.
All right, let's start now. Let's go back to shotguns, semi-auto shotguns, because there's some really, really cool firepower on this list. And let's start out with number five. It's the Affinity.
Yeah, the Franchi Affinity, it's an inertia-driven semi-auto shotgun and is available in both 12 and 20 gauge, chambered for 2 3/4, 3 3.5 inch shells. The Affinity comes with a host of new shooter-friendly features that make for easier operation, reduced felt recoil, and make the shotgun mount point and swing even better than previous models.
And 20 gauge is great for the home, listener. It's a great self-defense gun for the house. Don't be afraid of that 20 gauge. All right, number four.
I prefer 20 over 12 myself.
It's a wonderful gun. There's nothing wrong with it. My first shotgun for self-defense, for home defense, was a 20 gauge. All right, let's go to number four. And this thing, are you sure we're looking at the right list? Because this looks like something from Starship Troopers, right? The IWI Israeli Weapons Industries TS-12. This thing is just flat out the bomb. Go ahead.
That's right. The TS-12 semi-auto shotgun. It was released in 2018, and it's IWI's first foray into the tactical shotgun market. And so this is an Israeli semi-automatic bullpup shotgun, and it's based on the IWI Tabor assault rifle. And like you said, yeah, it looks like something out of Starship Troopers.
It does. It's really compact. Right. It's futuristic. It's very compact, and it's just flat-out cool. If you're a fan of the bullpups, you're going to love this. Make sure to check out GunGenius.com. This is a very, very cool gun. All right, Beretta A300 Outlander. I kind of like seeing the IWI in between these two classics, the Affinity and the Outlander. It's really neat to look
at
on this.
It's so interesting to see, right?
It is. It just fits.
So the A300 Outlander is the latest evolution of Beretta's 300 series gas-operated semi-auto shotguns, and it's a favorite among hunters and sportsmen around the world. The Beretta A300 Outlander is a great value because it's very high quality. It's a high quality semi-automatic shotgun. And right now you can find them on GunBroker.com starting at $495.
Wow, no kidding. It's a beautiful firearm. Number two, Arms Corps Rock Island Armory VR80. Again, number two and number one are just very cool guns. Go for it.
Yeah, the VR80 developed by Arms Corps is a new AR-style 12-gauge magazine-fed shotgun.
Right.
It has a number of features, including ambidextrous controls, which you know I love as a lefty, a charging handle, a buffer bolt system to reduce recoil, a patent-pending thumb-hole buffer to buttstock, aluminum upper and lower receivers, a 12 o'clock Picatinny rail, and a low-profile fore-end and threaded fluted barrel shroud.
The AR platform of this, if you just glanced at this gun, I'm trying to give you theater of the mind, listener. If you just glanced at it, you would never know you were looking at a semi-auto magazine-fed shotgun. You would not know.
That's right.
Your eye is automatically going to default to a 223 when you look at this. That's what the gun looks like. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the magazine, this is something that I think I can say I have to have one of these. Patricia, I mean, this is one.
You
of
do?
Yeah.
Well, they're starting at $591 today.
The platform is so cool in a shotgun to have that AR platform. And if you're familiar with the AR platform, you're going to want one. Go to GunBroker.com and check this out. The Arms Corps Rock Island Armory VR80. I think it's next to the IW. I have some really cool guns on this list. This was my favorite part. And number one is the Remington V3 TAC-13. I'll reserve my comment on it until you tell us about it, and then I'll give listeners what I think about it.
I'll tell you all about it. The V3 TAC-13 it's a 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun with a 13-inch cylinder bore barrel and a bird's head grip with an overall length of only 26.5 inches, which, you know, is basically the shortest you can have, you know, legally. The VTEC 13 can handle 2 3/4 or 3-inch shells, and the capacity is of 5+1, which is nice. And it's interesting to see it's a non-NFA pistol grip firearm, which is excellent for personal protection.
If this gun were available, if you were a cowboy, or you were man enough or woman enough to head west in the 1870s or 1880s, this is what would be in your scabbard on your horse.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the gun that I would have with me back then if this gun were available. And I think you know what it is. I think it's the bird's head grip that makes it look that way, right?
Yeah, that's what I think too.
But it is just, there's a coolness factor on this list of shotguns that I haven't seen on any of the ones that we've covered so far. Not to this extent, because when you talk about that IWI, for example, the TS-12, the Taver design, that thing looks like, what was the movie? Starship Trooper. That's exactly what it does. It looks like something that they were carrying in that movie. And that movie wasn't made yesterday, but nonetheless.
No, it's been a minute.
Yeah, but it's such a cool gun. And then the Arms Corps Rock Island, the VR-80 in that magazine fed, I mean, just out of control cool. And then you top it off with that Remington, that bird's head. That thing just looks like something, as a fan of the Old West, that I would have.
I think it's interesting to see the variety on this list, because you've got classics and then you've got, you know, super futuristic, and you've got something that could potentially be a throwback to the Old West days. It's just an interesting, the shotgun list is the most interesting list in this grouping for me, just because of the amount of variety.
Well, we're unfortunately not going to have time to go into any used, but
we'll do that next time.
We'll do that next time. We'll save that. But I want to stay on this list for just a second, because when you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, we cover them from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 up. And again, I'm trying to give the listener the theater of the mind. If you're not looking at it, you've got that classic Affinity, and then that IWI, and then that classic Outlander, the Beretta. And then you go right up to the AR and you think, well, wait a minute, I thought we were looking at shotguns. Why is that AR? Oh, wait, that is a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Biden, right? Buy a shotgun. I mean, this is just the coolness of the list. All right, Patricia, where can people go to get everything gun broker related as we get ready to close out this segment?
Well, so if you're interested in seeing the list, go to gungenius.com and look for the top selling list. And you can see pistols, rifles, shotguns, all kinds of varieties. And to actually, you know, browse and purchase any of these firearms that we've talked about today, gunbroker.com.
That's it. It's at gunbroker.com. Patricia Huff, thank you. Welcome home. Glad you made it back in one piece and came out unscathed. And I'm looking forward to talking with you again next month about this very topic. Coming up next, Rafael Dovalle from Bursa here on Armed American Radio. Don't go away. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment 3. Boy, I got to be honest with you. This has been one hell of a week. Now, I've already told you that if you're listening to the daytime show. And the individual I'm getting ready to talk to now, we did not hear from in Las Vegas while he was there. I'm actually glad we have him now because we can talk about different things and not be in that whole inside baseball arena that is the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. And I'm talking with Rafael DeValle. Rafael from Bursa. How are you, brother?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing better, man. I was finally able to get up on Saturday. Where are we at? Sunday today. I was able to get up Saturday for the first time, literally laid out for a week, man. I'll tell you, bringing the weekday shows last week was tough to do. It was tough to do anything, and I know you came home with some crud, too. We were not alone.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, I got off pretty easy compared to you. It only took me about a day and a half to really get over it, but man, the crud is real.
It really,
what
it says. It is, isn't it? You know, you can go back. It's interesting. Yeah. I go back to... I started looking some things up when I was downtrodden over the last few days. And I go back and I read stories that people put out. And these are veterans. I'm no rookie to SHOT. I've been going out there. This was my 20th. My first one was 2000. So, I don't even remember where it was, but that was my first one. And here's 2020. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not a rookie deal. And you can go back and read articles and columns about people telling you how to keep yourself from getting this kind of stuff out there. But like you and I were talking about off air, it's the whole Vegas thing. It's the time change that messes with your constitution. In addition to eating late and in times that your body's not normally used to, your immunity's not there, and it just beats a lot of people. There were a lot of people that went that were hospitalized, and my hearts went out to them. I'm hopefully they were all okay, but you weren't. I wasn't.
Yeah. So. It's amazing. You look at social media and a lot of people got hit. And, you know, like you talk about us coming from the East Coast, that time change, you're eating at different times, throwing off your body. And like we talked about off air, man, you just, that absolute sensory overload from the lights, from the noise, from the,
Vegas.
The amount of people. And it's just Vegas. And your body, I don't know what it is about it, but you can't rest properly.
No,
you know,
no.
It doesn't matter when you go to bed. It doesn't matter how much time you set aside to sleep. It's real. You can't rest. But
well, you know, that's anyway. All designed. You know, that's like a grocery store is designed to make you go from one side to the other to get toothpaste over there and to get bread over there. Vegas does that because they know at 2 o'clock in the morning you're going to wake up and go, man, I'm just going to go downstairs and throw some money around. And a lot of people do that. But anyway, how was your shot? Let's talk about it because it is the biggest industry trade deal. So let's go there a little bit. I want to know how Bursa did.
We did well. Our booth was fairly busy. And I don't know if you noticed this, and I mentioned it to a few people during the show. It felt like foot traffic was down. But on the reverse side of that, and the good part about it, is everybody that I talked to was somebody that I wanted to talk to, somebody that was important. You know, it wasn't a friend of a friend or you know, some Instagram guy with 25 followers or whatever. The people that were walking the SHOT Show seemed to be the quality people for the industry. And so we were busy. We were busy with good people. And, you know, I was barely ever able to leave the booth. And, you know, to your point about us not even seeing each other during the 7 days we were out there.
That's how big it is.
I didn't leave my booth. I didn't get to walk the show. I didn't ever go downstairs. I didn't make it to the other side of the show floor. It was, booth to bathroom to
that's
someplace it. I could get a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's it. And you know what you're saying about that is important. Now, let me kind of break that down for the listener a little bit. That sounds inside baseball stuff. It's not. What Rafael is saying is that there were decision makers. When you've got key people like that, this is the biggest trade show of the year in the firearms industry. What SHOT is a place where everybody exposes their wares. For example, it's where the Glock 44, for example, a lot of people were talking about the G44, the 22 caliber. That's where Glock showed it off. When you've got new product at Bursa, you generally show it off at, this is where you see it. Then the buying starts. So when you're seeing the right people, that means we're going to start seeing your new Bursa stuff on the shelves, right? Because people are buying.
Right.
That's what this means. And I want to make sure listeners understand that. Lots of great product. When that show's active, that means gun shops are going to show a lot of real cool stuff, right?
That's right. Yeah, we don't have any revolutionary new product this year. We are actually going to have some stuff coming out later in the year. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that everything gets done and we have some really cool new stuff for the NRA show. But what we did show is this year we did come out with five models of Bursas with threaded barrels, which we had been shipping them already, but they hadn't been exposed to the industry as a whole in a big way. And the other thing that we were really showcasing there at the show is Bursas now, they have a Cerakote, whatever you want to call it, a Cerakote shop or whatever in-house. So we had a bunch of different cool Cerakoted products there for people to look at. We had some distributors pick up some colors as exclusives. We had a lot of interest from the media on some of the stuff. it was cool. We had some things to talk about. But, again, like you're talking about, just the quality decision makers. We picked up, you know, a lot of people have heard of that over the last 18 months we've lost some pretty substantial distributors in our industry.
Right.
We picked up three new distributors. We picked up a couple new chain stores that are going to be stocking our products. So, you know, we were really happy walking out of that show that Bursa had the attention that it got. And
now you're talking
some people that maybe at other times weren't able to come by or whatever, you know, we had good meetings with them. We showed them the quality, the value, and all that stuff of our products, and had a really good response from people that we just hadn't touched on before.
And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Listener in particular, that's a big deal. And here's why. Because I think you said this without even realizing it. You said you just picked up some new distributors and some chain stores. Are you in a – because that's huge, man. That's huge. Absolutely. Are you in a position to tell us what chain stores you picked up?
Well, the one that that we've been doing business with already is Sportsman's Warehouse.
Uh-huh.
But the buyer came in and they've been carrying a couple of our products, but they've come in and decided to really expand the assortment.
There you go.
Eagle Imports also brings in a line of 1911s, which the buyer was like, you know, I thought about this before, but I'm really seeing some good things on them now. They're going to start bringing those in. A couple of the other ones we're still kind of, you know, working on, so I don't want to, you know, trip over my feet. We can maybe talk about that in another show.
Right, right.
But we picked up Kinsey's, which is the largest archery distributor in the United States. I mean, they are, like, top-notch, huge in archery. But with Jerry Sports Center and AccuSport falling away in the last 18 months, they've decided to get into guns and to take, you know, take some of that business. And so we're on with them now. And then we've got two guys on the West Coast that until we sign the paperwork, I'm not going to say, but we've never had big representation in the Northeast or Alaska, which is where these two guys are at. And we're really excited about that.
You know, Bursa in Alaska is huge, is going to be huge because the gun is rugged like Alaska. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but it's true, because when I think, and this is just my own opinion, we'll kind of take this to the break, but a Bursa is a rugged gun to me. When I told you last time we talked, listener, you might want to, if you're interested in a gun that's gorgeous that you can carry for self-defense from the 380 Thunder all the way on up, these are rugged guns. They're going to go the distance with you. And that reminds me of Alaska, right? That's that rugged, you know, that whole go west, young man, that final frontier that we got here on Earth in America is out in Alaska, and a Bursa is a perfect fit for that. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the Bursa models with Rafael DeValle from Bursa, but then we'll also talk about some other fun stuff, too. But I wanted to get him on the air with you out of the SHOT Show when we had some freedom to talk about some other things. I'm talking with Bursa, baby, B-E-R-S-A. Make sure to look him up during the break. I'll be back with Rafael DeValle here in just a couple minutes on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Don't go away. More to come.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the gun box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the gun box? The answer is yes, as the gun box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The gun box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your gun box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. The post-shot show week show, thank goodness. Hey, Raphael from Bursa. Let me tell you something that's been going on. This week I noticed, I generally don't do the whole Facebook thing anymore, personal-wise. I got into my neighborhood. I saw an alert in my neighborhood about some ongoing criminal activity in my neighborhood. Now, get this. I live in a really nice neighborhood. That doesn't happen here. I don't live on that side of the tracks, right? We've all heard that before. One of the people, I have a Ring camera on my door. Well, lots of neighbors do. One of my neighbors, two of my neighbors, posted video footage from 2:45 in the morning last week while I was out of town of cars stopping and three or four hoodies getting out and going over and pulling on doorknobs or, you know, door handles on vehicles and attempting to get in doorknobs on homes. This is in a nice neighborhood being caught on video. One of the guys that posted said, this is what our nest showed. Can't wait to light their blanks up the next time we see them. Now, I knew what that was in reference to, so I just underneath it, I commented, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And everybody got it. All my neighbors loved it, and they liked it, and I got a bunch of tons of likes on the thing. Home defense guns, that is unnerving to me. Now, of course, my home is well-armed, but you guys have a great line of home defense guns. If I had to ask you to pick one, and I'm going to do it now, if I said to you, I've got one budget for one gun, I'm buying a Bursa, which one would you recommend for me for home defense?
Man, I'm going to go ahead and just say for home defense, I'm going to recommend something different than what you're carrying every day, right? So I would say our TPR series would be the best if you're going to have it specifically for home defense. And the TPR series is you get the full size, which is 17 rounds of 9, which is great. And then you've got the compact version, which is 13 rounds of 9. And, those guns, well-tested, they're The TPR is the sidearm of the Argentine National Police, amongst other countries that we sell to. So it has been through all the testing and the, you know, the round counts and all that sort of thing. It's a very rugged pistol. It's very accurate. It's got ambidextrous controls. You can get it, as we talked about before, now you can get it with a threaded barrel if right. you're somebody who's into having suppression. So it's, to me, just with because of the ease of use, the safety features and everything, and the fact that it's got a large, you know, capacity, whether a compact or in the full size, for me, that would be a great home defense gun. Now, of course, you know, you've got your Thunder 380s and you've got our BP line, which is our striker fired, you know, polymer frame gun. You know, if you only got one gun and you're going to carry it and use it for home defense, you can't go wrong with either of those two.
All right, now, I'm going to tell you this right now because I'm looking at the Thunder 3. When you mentioned the threaded barrels,
yeah.
I have to have this. I have to have the Thunder 380 matte finish with the threaded barrel, and I have to buy some suppression yeah. with it. That will be my choice. I'm looking at suppression now, but that's the gun I want. So off air, I'll talk with you about that 380, yeah. but that's the rig that I want for suppression. And I don't, you know, I don't have a 380 in my stable right now.
Right, and I'll tell you, it's funny that you bring that gun up because the Thunder 380 with the threaded barrel, when we first started developing this stuff, without giving it too deep of a thought, I was like, that one's probably going to be one that's not going to be too interesting to people. It is the number one seller that we have with a threaded barrel. I think mostly because there aren't any 380s out there with threaded barrels. I think there was one from SIG a while back, which would have been three times the price.
Well, so, you're right about
you know,
that.
Guys that have a suppressor already, you know, it's the same can you throw in a 9mm. And so you've already got one. A 380 sounds kind of appealing. And it is so quiet, and it is so fun to shoot. It's really cool.
You know, what I love about that 380, I'm looking at it blown up here. Listener, you can take a look at this at Bursa. Just go to Bursa and look up the 380 Thunder. You'll see it with the threaded barrel. This is a double-action-only gun. I love this. It's a 4.3 barrel-length gun. It's 380 ACP. It's 8+1. That doesn't frighten me at all. The matte black finish. It's got checkered polymer grips on it. And the overall length of the gun is what, 7 inches?
Yeah, something like that.
It's
very concealable. Very concealable.
Yeah, and it is. And what I love about it is it's steel. It feels like a gun. It feels like it should feel. Or is this the aluminum block?
That it is aluminum in the frame, but still on a gun that size, you know, it feels much more solid than some of these polymer frame guns. And you're going to be right at 7 inches. I just looked it up in our catalog. Should know some of that stuff more offhand, but the normal one is 6.6 inches overall, and then you add the 3/4 inch for the extra threaded barrel. So right at 7 inches. And yeah, aluminum, you know, it is, the recoil on that is so manageable.
Yeah.
Look, there's a reason we just sold the 1 million Thunder 380 in the United States at some point in 2019. 1 million.
Well, let me tell you, this is cool. I'm glad that you mentioned that. I was watching the other day when I was laid down with that crud. I saw a bunch of movies and I rented a bunch of cool movies. But I saw one that I hadn't seen in years, the original Arthur. With Dudley Moore, right? I hadn't seen that movie in 20 plus years, easy if it hadn't been longer. And I remember when at the end of the movie, he said to Liza Minnelli, he said, "Have you ever been on a yacht?" And she said, "No." He goes, she says, "Is it fun?" He goes, "It doesn't suck." Now, the reason I say that is because there's a reason you've sold the millionth gun. I don't know what made me think of that. When you said there's a reason you've sold the millionth gun in the U.S., that's because it doesn't suck. It's a great gun, and I've known about them. Yep. I've shot them. They're wonderful guns. I've just never had one in my safe. That's going to change because I think this is the model, one of two models, that I'm going to suppress. I'm going to suppress another one, too. But this 380 with it is perfect for that. So I'm going to let you know that we will be having this conversation on air about my new suppressed 380. What's it going to take me now, 6 months to get the suppressor?
From what I understand, it's a lot quicker.
Is it maybe the turnaround is better? I'm not going to do the truss thing. I'm just going to get the suppressor. You know what I mean?
it was like a year for a while. And then at some point I've heard people getting a turnaround in 3 or 4 months, but who knows where they're at right now. But yeah, going back to your point, you and I have both been around guns and in the gun industry for a long, long time. You know, you said this was your 20th shot show. It was my 24th.
Oh.
And, you know, we've been around and we've seen small guns come and go, right?
Yeah.
These new guns that people are coming out with now, some of them only have what I call a shelf life.
Yeah.
Maybe a year or two, and then they're replaced by something else or somebody else comes out with a new hot thing. The Thunder 380's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time. And it continues to sell and sell and sell and sell.
There's a reason for that.
Yep.
And it's quality.
Look, that market's becoming more and more crowded, and we continue to sell these little pistols.
Yeah, that's because they don't suck, and that's why the millionth one sold. Rafi, I got to stop you. I know time flies so fast. Yeah. We talk about it during the breaks. But we're going to do this again in another week or two. I'm so glad you got out of shot unscathed for the most part. Thank God you did. And I'm glad you're able to come on the show this week, and we can talk a little freer and not be constrained by all the people and all the crud and everything around us. I'm really glad you were able to make it. And I'm looking forward to having you back on. We're going to give one of these guns away on the show here in the near future. Listener, I'm teasing that up, absolutely. And thank you, Rafael, for being here. All right, this hour of Armed American Radio is coming to a close. This week of Armed American Radio is coming to a close. Unfortunately, they always do. You know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Thanks for tuning into Armed American Radio instead of watching the politically correct No Fun League as they allow people to take a knee. Jeez, I can't believe people are still wasting their time with that. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.